Welcome to One Nerd and Two Noobs.
And we're back. It's Inspectors.
In the jungle.
There I was.
Wearing my escaping static hat.
Yep. Either way, hi everybody. It's Inspectors Part 2. Supernatural. Either way, this is dropping the week of Thanksgiving for those of you that celebrate it.
Oh, blew it. My turkey went shit on me. Did you hear that?
That was a shit turkey.
That was a sad. That was like Cole trying to roll an R. That was just depressing.
Why do we have to throw me underneath the bus?
Roll an R for us.
No, I'm good.
Come on, roll an R.
No, why would I roll an R?
Oh, see, I'm bloated. I can't get the high pitch, man.
Rolling
I don't know what's going on.
Roll an R.
Roll an R for us.
Roll an R.
You roll it.
There you go. I rolled an R.
Nailed it.
No, that's
now you do it.
Now you don't have to hear me do it.
Now do it.
Blah, 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 blah. Hear the car outside.
Hey, that was better than usual. Sounded like a Honda with one bad.
It was sad. I know it was sad.
That was knocking or whatever.
I know it's sad.
I'm fucking out of it, man.
But either way, it's the week of Thanksgiving for those of you that celebrate it. For the rest of you that don't,
for those
happy
of you that,
November.
That go forth and celebrate the death of 1,000 turkeys. Hundreds of thousands of turkeys.
Let me pour one out for you.
Turkicide. As we call it, turkicide in our house. We have our turkey ordered. We got that fucker chopped, lopped, and barreled. It's getting smoked right now. He's smoking. They're smoking that fucker.
Smoking the doobies.
Smoke that turkey. Smoke them if you got them.
Smoke them all.
Smoke
either
them
way.
All. Let God pick out the good ones.
Hi, I'm Cole.
Are they going to pardon a turkey this year?
No.
You don't think so?
Well, they probably will.
They do every year.
Yeah,
they're going to pardon.
Will.
I wonder if they're going to pardon a turkey.
I was telling someone that that Trump realizes he's lost. Now he's just going to bring the turkey on the front lawn, take out a gun, and shoot it.
Now, I think it... but I don't think... I do not think they'll be social distancing from the turkey.
Well, they won't.
And I don't think their turkey will have a mask on.
Well, I mean, did you see all the assholes that were flying? Did you not see that picture?
What? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
so that
the
resort
planes?
Thing? Yeah. That's
no, funny. Of all the planes. Like, the planes going on within the last 2 days.
The plane.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, God.
People. Nobody's wearing masks.
People, masks, social
mask
distance.
Mask up, motherfuckers.
Why are you going to see your family and friends? They don't want the corona any more than you do.
Yeah, you know what, though? You know, honestly, though, it's, go ahead. I say go ahead and decrease the surplus population.
You went for it.
Scrooge that shit up. Don't
you
wear your
it.
Fucking mask. Just go to town. Who's the government to tell you to wear a mask or not?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, man. You should have the right to get the corona just like anybody else. You know? Let's keep America number one. Number one in corona.
God. All right, well, this
Macca,
is...
Macca, make America corona again.
Well, this is One Nerd and Two Noobs last episode. We hope you enjoyed the run. No, I'm joking. Either way, I'm Cole. With me, as always, are...
I am Timothy, his father, the patriarch of the clan of the cave bear.
I don't know what's happening with that.
Wrong?
All right, that's new.
I am the silverback of this home.
Well, Rowan!
I am Rohan. I'm the brother... of colon.
Such a riveting introduction.
Yes.
Alright, well, with that as always, with hats in hand, we're going to start the episode like this. Give us some fucking money! We have a Patreon! Go on there! Hit us up!
It's Thanksgiving, and it's time to give thanks to your favorite...
podcasters.
Podcast.
Dig into your wallet,
guys.
Motherfuckers!
Start off the. It's in the show notes. Check it out. It's One Nerd, Two Noobs.
Cole, if he gets some Patreon, Cole will give you his secret recipe for the Sorensen family secret recipe for lumpy gravy.
Oh, am I like what? I have
right,
a secret
Cole?
Recipe. Yeah,
you're a secret racist. What the hell are you talking about?
Cole's
a sloppy gravy.
Cole's a secret racist?
I couldn't pronounce it.
Oh, my goodness, Cole.
Oh, God. All right. Well,
he doesn't like turkeys.
We lost another couple of listeners.
He doesn't like
For those
like
four
turkeys.
Of you that are still here, thank you. We appreciate it.
Gather around, everyone. All four of you. Why don't you give each other a big group hug? And then 2 weeks from now, we'll have no listeners whatsoever.
Yeah, that seems about right.
They'll all be in the ICU.
Either way. So...
Yeah. ICU, doesn't that sound like a drink? Like some kind of thing that you get during the summer at 7-Eleven?
That sounds like something insane.
It
sounds
damn.
Like the Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, Insane Clown... What would the U be, though? Insane Clown...
Unit?
Oh, now I'm sad. Now I'm talking no more.
I thought it was good.
Just kidding.
All right, well... yeah, Patreon, check it out. Now let's start up with a couple things. Game review, you know how it is.
Let's go! Game review!
It's gamiest game around! Wow. It's Cole! Coming at ya! With the game review!
Oh, also, if you're
ahead.
In the Portland area, Cole will be making some announcements near the end of the year for people to come out in a safe and sane manner and enjoy some gaming.
Yeah, check out
Instagram.
It is called one moment as I bring up the what you can check it out on.
Honor
like
Roll
the real
Games,
name.
I thought it was.
Yeah, no, I'm making well I want to make sure because nice. You know how it is. On the Roll Games. Yeah, just on ON the
all one word.
Yep. Roll Games.
Right, all one word?
Yep. We only have one post on there right now, but check
but
it out.
But it's a good one.
But it's a good one, I think. But check it out.
Look for it. There'll be some good posts coming up in the next week or two.
We're going to start posting more on there.
Yeah.
But yeah, check that out. We'll give more announcements on there.
There'll
but if you're in the
there.
Portland, EDX,
Vancouver, Washington,
area. This area.
Clackamas.
You know, check it out.
If you're Clackamas.
If you're a fan of board games.
Doesn't Clackamas sound like a stripper term? Damn, she can Clackamas. We are in the stripper capital of the United States of America.
Yeah, we are.
Portland area.
Portland!
Known for its craft beers and its craft strippers. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Crafty.
All
right.
Crafty.
Now, Cole, game review.
Oh, I'm doing
God
game
damn
review.
It.
Yeah, well,
get
I
on
mean,
it.
You took over. So
get
I was
on
like,
it.
All right,
I'm doing
well,
a game review.
Well, no, I meant like you took over to talk about the
I'll
other
I'll do
way,
a thread
so.
Review. I use a thread for Walmart. Not the greatest
about.
Quality.
Talk about yourself sometime.
Talk about myself?
Yeah. After,
right, what's
after,
your review?
That's
after,
all I do. What the fuck
I know,
are you talking about?
I meant after the reviews. You should tell them what you're working on, where they can check it out. Either way, this week I will be reviewing Kids on Bikes. Not Kids on Bikes.
I thought you already did that one. Dude, you already fucking did that one.
No, Kids on Brooms. Sorry.
Oh.
Kids on Brooms. It's by the same people who did Kids on Bikes.
Oh,
same
okay.
engine.
You did the review before that, right?
Yeah, of
cool.
Kids on Bikes, if I'm not mistaken. Kids on Brooms, it's the newest one they put out, and you're basically all come together to collaborate on building a magical school, such as, like, Harry Potter, or Percy Jackson, the summer camp.
Or Vampire Academy.
Yeah, or that one. And you all come together, and you have magic, you have wands, you have brooms, you're going on magical adventures, and each one of your stats is dictated by a type of dice. So if you have a d20, you're really good at something, and if you have a d4, well, good luck, buddy. But it's a fun, very storytelling focused game, and it's easy pick up and go for any group. You can find it pretty easy wherever you at any of your local game stores, but you can also go on to the Renegade Game Studios website or Hunters Entertainment. Either one of them, and they got a PDF that you can buy. It's relatively cheap and very easy to pick up and play. I've played two, three sessions of it as just one shots with some friends, and we had a good time with it. So definitely give it a check out.
Do you think that anybody that works at that studio really could, like, hold up to that moniker Renegade? Do you think there really is, like, a
or
guy
Hunter.
That works there? That's a well. There might be a guy named Hunter there.
No,
probably
like a Hunter.
Hunter's
Entertainment.
Oh,
You think there's a hunter there?
Yeah, he's hunting for deals at Best Buy.
Do you know who started that?
Who?
The game company?
Will Wheaton?
No. No, that'd be good. You remember, what was that show where it was all the nerds came to the house and competed?
Yeah, King of the Nerds.
Yeah, King of the Nerds.
Great show with David, what's his name?
Carradine?
Carradine. God, I love that guy.
Yeah.
You know what? David Carradine should be in shit all the time. I like that dude. He puts off a good vibe.
Well, you know that competition?
Like, yeah.
So, you know, you remember that really tall, redheaded guy that was on it one year?
No. I don't remember.
Well, either way, the guy who was on that show.
They all kind of meld together into one fucking pasty nerd that I'm not thinking. I don't know.
Fair enough. Either way, the guy that was on that show owns that company.
Really?
Yeah. And
wow. So he parlayed his celebrity into a lucrative game company?
Yeah, and his games are really cool, so. I play a lot of them.
Oh, good for him, man. Yeah. You know,
so I was very, very, very happy when I saw that. I was like, oh, nice. So, yeah, just a little nerd fact for you. Either way, kids on brooms. Good to check out.
But we did watch Colin Quinn's thoughts on nerds.
Yeah, we did.
That was excellent.
You can talk about that in a second. But either way, you should check it out. It's a lot of fun. I give it
be honest, Cole. Don't be Cole. Be honest. Cole likes everything. My God, Cole likes everything. We're going to do a movie review with Cole, and it's going to be called, oh, I like that. Every single movie is going to have that same fucking review. Every single movie is going to have the same. Unless it's maybe some kind of like horror movie or something.
No, I've grown to appreciate horror films.
No. Yeah, but that would be the only ones you'd be like, I really didn't like that much. But everything else.
Okay.
Everything else.
It depends on the horror film. But either way, I'm going to give this game, I'm going to say a solid 3. Solid 3 out of 5.
Okay. I'm
trying to be more crucial with my stars now.
Crucial.
So, you know.
Sounds good. I like that word.
Crucial? Critical?
Doesn't make sense, but I like it.
Critical?
Critical.
Critical with my stars. There we go. A little more critical with my stars.
Critique.
But 3 out of 5, easy enough game if you can find it.
What's the cost?
Uh-oh.
That, you have to not... God damn it, man. How many times have we talked about this?
No, I don't look at
get your
anymore.
Fucking ducks in a row.
Do your own legwork. Find the price yourself.
Quack, quack. Ducks in a row.
Kids on...
Come on, Mr. Duck.
Rooms.
Mr. Duck. Mr. Duck.
PDF. Damn it. PDF, it's $12.
You know what? I have to say this.
A fully fleshed out game.
This is where my age comes into play. The fact that I have to pay for a motherfucking PDF, they can suck my dick. Sorry.
I have the print copy.
I mean, unless you're giving me something tangible that I can walk around with and make other nerds feel jealous, fuck that. Anybody can do a PDF. I'm gonna scan my foot in and make a PDF of it and sell it on the interwebs. Foot PDF. Or maybe I'll do my virtual wine tour PDF called Statutory Grape, and I'll sell that on the internet.
Dear Lord. Some people do make a living selling pictures of their feet on the internet, but we won't go into that.
Oh, I could do mine if there was a horror site.
God. Either way, by the way, I'd like to circle
foot
back
horror.
Around to the horror thing.
Foot horror.
Horror movies I appreciate. It just depends on the type of horror movie.
Horror. Make sure they know it. That you
I said horror.
Right way. Cole likes horror movies.
Well, no, what?
Late
done.
Night Cinemax,
I'm
1980s
Rowan,
films. Cole does a review.
Rowan, it's...
taking the...
Your turn.
Putting the W back in horror.
Rowan, your
like
turn.
Cole's
come
turn.
On. Come on!
Now it's time for a movie review, or a toy review, or a whatever Rowan feels
toy.
Like reviewing.
I'm thinking...
Movies and toys.
Terror Comes to Tiny Town?
I have never seen that.
That's a movie.
Hillbillies in a Haunted House?
Yeah.
All right, why don't you do something that was like a little more?
I'm trying to think. Like, what
more.
Movies?
We just watched.
I watched so much shit.
Okay, that's disgusting.
I'm having to scratch out in my.
We just watched something recently, Ron. What was that? We just watched something that was interesting. God damn it. Now I can't remember. Anyway.
Well,
you've been renting some cool ones. Oh, you could do Tokyo Drifter.
Well, we could do what's his name. We did. We watched Tokyo Drifter and Branded to Kill.
Oh yeah, those
film that Branded to Kill was the inspiration for Jim Jarmusch's
Ghost Dog,
the Way of the Samurai, starring our man, the main man.
Oh yeah.
You're supposed to say his name. I was going back and forth.
Oh.
And you just go, oh yeah.
Oh, is it cool?
No, I'm complete. Forrest Whitaker?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm all like, I'm having a complete moment. What the hell is his name?
Anyway, go ahead, Ro.
So yeah, they are very highly stylized Yakuza films from the 60s. Branded to Kill is all black and white, I'm pretty sure. But
I think it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, and Tokyo Drifter was black and white in the beginning, and then it went to color and became a little more traditional. But you could see, because Tokyo Drifter came out before Branded to Kill, and you can see kind of where he wanted to go style-wise.
He was starting to go off the rails.
Well, what he
wanted... starting to leave the reservation.
What he wanted to do,
yeah,
like in a movie... That ultimately, you know, led to Branded to Kill.
And him being fired, blackballed from Japanese cinema.
Yeah. but, yeah, I mean, they're both slightly... They're both pretty different. What was it? Tokyo Drifter. It's definitely a very traditional, like,
yeah.
Yakuza
but
movie.
No martial arts involved, which was unusual. Which was kind of cool.
Well, it's not... It's Japanese. It's a Japanese movie.
Oh, well, they do martial arts in Japan, too, don't they?
Not really.
Really?
No.
Am I totally...
You're thinking
crossing?
Of China.
Oh, I'm thinking of the Shaw Brothers stuff. Sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Jesus, I'm totally spacing out. I'm, like, mixing 14 different genres.
Where's all the kung fu?
Why are these guys not doing kung fu? It's unusual.
Why are they shooting guns?
But they do sword stuff.
What's happening
in Japanese
that?
Films. I thought they were swordsmen.
That's, they're like samurai shit, yeah.
Yeah, that's what, okay, so it's more sword stuff.
Yeah, there's,
well,
okay. Even then, like, you know, when you watch, like, Yojimbo or Sanjuro or something, the sword stuff is super, super fast. Like, it's not, like...
It's not the mainstay.
It's not, like, super choreographed. Like, when you watch, what's his name?
The Five Venoms are one of those where it's
yeah,
like
Five Venoms is super choreographed. In like, Yojimbo, it's like super fast. He runs up and slashes somebody in the back with a sword. Or there's just gunfights, which is, you know.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of what Tokyo Drifter and Branded to Kill was. But yeah, I mean, they're definitely super stylized. You could see where the influences are coming from at you know, from future movies, like from Quentin Tarantino or Jim Jarmusch, with the black and white kind of aspect and the strange kind of disconnected feeling of the characters and their motivations and everything.
And you're not sure what the actual motivation is half the time.
Yeah, I mean, in Tokyo Drifter, I'm kind of more talking about Branded to Kill, because Tokyo Drifter is definitely like a traditional Yakuza film that,
yeah,
you know, that you can see coming from pretty much anybody.
Yeah, at the time. You're right.
Yeah, and that has, you know, there's elements of that in future movies with other directors, like Takashi Miike, who did some very traditional Yakuza movies, which are very similar to, you know, Tokyo Drifter. They have a distinct plot, and they, you know, there's characters that you understand the motivations, and you can see the where everything's kind of going. Branded to Kill is definitely the more artistic and unusual. Yeah, but you could see that how directors from at you know, current point, where you could see the kind of recurrence of the artistic style of, you know,
oh yeah,
being doing Tokyo Drifter, where it's like a traditional Yakuza film, and you know, where Takashi Miike and directors like what's his name, Beat Takeshi, how that, they have some sort of similar Yakuza style in the beginning, and then when they're finally able to do their own thing, you can see the kind of influence that this movie had on the newer ones like Gozu, and it's an interesting thing to see, and it's very, very cool to see the kind of the origins of the stylized Yakuza-esque film, but it's not really Yakuza. There's more to it, and yeah, I mean, it's a good movie. I thought it was interesting. I thought the characters were fun. I'd probably give it like a 4. I thought it was decent.
Yeah. 4 out of 10?
No, 4 out of 5.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I never do 10.
No, that's what I was like. I was like, what?
Wow. I mean, it's a real piece of
what
shit.
What would a 10
pick? Yeah. 4 out of 10.
Scumbag piece of crap. I'll give it a 4 out of 10.
No.
Should
it was
be taken
a,
out.
It was a 4 out of... good 7.5. Good 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
4 out of 5.
The girlfriend wife character was awesome.
Yeah.
She was hilarious in
the
it.
Characters were
her.
All very interesting.
She spent
and
half
it,
the movie naked, but not in a... Like a... But in a very weird
and
way.
It was a it was funny. It's a it has a sense of humor. It's not just like dark, you know.
Not at all.
It was very, you know, the ending's funny. Everything's just kind of goofy, and the way all the characters interact is really like reminiscent of things you've seen, you know, current day with some of the more artsy fartsy directors, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah,
well,
I mean, it's a good movie. Check it out to see some of like the origins of that type of like Jarmusch-y, Lynch-y kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. Check
Tarantino,
it out.
Tarantino, all those guys.
I gotta
you can see our fans.
Clear my sinuses. Dad, talk about something.
Bro, what would the 5 take? What would it take to get a 5 out of you, by the way?
What's a 5 movie?
What is a 5 movie?
Yeah.
Just
Jaws.
I don't even think Jaws would make 5 for him.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Jaws is a 5 movie.
I would say it's that's pretty. I have Jaws and Ghostbusters, I think, are both 5s.
Yeah, they entertain, they change the genre.
It has to be something that I could watch repeatedly.
They had film, they
Clue
have film techniques
five.
That are...
Clue's a 5 to you? Okay.
Clue's my favorite movie of all time.
Yeah, well, Clue's amazing.
Clue, Aliens,
Aliens,
Jaws,
not Alien?
Aliens. Aliens is better than Alien.
In your opinion.
Well, if you think about it, you watch Alien again... It's the atmosphere is good and some of the things, but there's a lot of stupid shit.
Yeah.
In
well,
Alien.
That and Alien, the original
attack
one,
and event,
oh,
like
yeah.
the leading up to it is like super great, right? The attack,
yeah.
in
but
event.
The hunt.
But then you see him do the stupid fucking hand thing, the alien.
The jazz hands.
The jazz hand kill in
jazz
Alien.
Hand alien.
Whereas opposed to in Aliens, has the same lead up. It's a total improvement on everything. It has the same lead up. They're in the hive. They kill the chest burster thing, and then
spoilers.
Did it. They're all around us.
Yeah.
And you don't see the aliens. You see them move out of the walls, kind of, and you see them shooting at nothing. And a lot of it is kind of taken from the point of view of their helmet cameras.
Yes.
So it's a 100% improvement on everything in Alien. Alien definitely has a more creepy.
Well, I think
feeling.
Alien.
The
if you've never seen them. Alien is great because it sets up the franchise. It has scares.
It's a great.
I'm
not saying it's a bad movie.
But what
I'm
saying,
saying
what
it's
I mean
been
is
improved
that,
on in
yeah,
Aliens.
100%. I'm saying is that after you've seen Alien once, those same scares that were so
yeah.
impactful aren't as impactful.
Yeah.
But the adventure of Aliens is consistently good.
Up. Aliens
yeah.
is
yeah.
a thriller.
Yeah,
it's an action thriller.
It's a Rambo versus Aliens type thing.
Kind of,
and then,
but it shows like how effective the aliens are really.
Yeah.
As an alien, it's a bunch of literal space truckers.
Yeah.
Going against it could be like a stupid.
Yeah, they're
alien.
Garbage. They're like space garbage.
It's the, I think the fact
yeah.
that it's an
yeah.
Well, they're trucker.
They're salvage.
They're minor.
They're salvage.
No, they're not salvage. They're oh,
minor.
They transport
oh.
minor.
Oh, they were
mining,
going to do salvage of that thing because the law said they can. Salvage whatever they find, right?
No, they
unless there's somebody
they are
on
a
it.
Space trucker.
Yeah,
they do their ship transports mining materials from one planet to the next.
Oh yeah, but I mean, I'm saying the reason
they're
why
not
they
salvage.
Stop is they can salvage.
No,
that.
They're stopped because Weyland Yutani ordered them to stop.
Oh, okay,
that's the whole point.
And wakes them up.
They had an alien.
Yeah, the computer woke them up.
The computer woke them up to do that.
Okay,
because they
got
they
it.
Had an idea that
well,
it was some
I guess
sort
I'm,
of crashed
I don't know
alien.
What I'm maybe I'm getting.
In
maybe
the
I'm
second one, in the beginning, the salvagers find her thing.
Okay, and because she's alive, they can't salvage it.
Yeah.
As long as there's somebody alive on it.
Yeah.
That would have been a short movie. They just gutted her and
but
salvaged
it. But Alien is a creepy thing because the characters, they don't feel like... They feel like every day. So it's you know, you have more of a connection.
Yeah, and they're complaining about
they're complaining
salaries.
About, you know, shares and shit.
Yeah.
And it's very relatable. The second one, it ends it up in where it's these. There's literally the
colonial marines, like the top of like space
yeah.
combat
like the, yeah.
for the humans getting slaughtered by these things.
By
you
these
know,
critters.
By like hundreds of these monsters where you only that you only see it's a ramp up. That's why I think Aliens is better. Because huh. it does everything
and
slightly
better. And that's a five,
better.
Right?
That's
a five for you.
Yeah. And all the things from Alien, they refine it in Aliens for me.
Good. All right,
I
cool.
have to blow my
nose. All
right. All right. I was just curious. Thank you, Ron.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, well, there you go. That's a
there
good movie
go.
Review. Like it. Check out Tokyo Drifter.
Yeah.
It's available, I think you can rent it on some streaming services. But
I know Hulu had the Criterion Collection entirety for a while. I don't know if they still do, though.
It is a Criterion.
Yeah.
So, you might be able to see it. But give it a try. It's well worth watching. Also, what did we
what?
Oh, no. Nothing. I always thought we saw something else, but we haven't.
We saw Steve Carell's thing. I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, yeah, no.
I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah. No, we're good.
Steve Carell, you've made me sad. Steve Carell's made me sad.
Steve Carell.
I was in your camp, man, for a long time. I was a Carellian. I was a Carellian.
We were in your corner.
And now you've made me jump ship, man. What the fuck, dude? Come on, man. Get your shit back together. You know?
And that's all we'll say about
and
that.
And that's all we'll say. We'll
Either
say,
way.
You know, because, you know, you could have been the next Steve Carell. But no.
What?
That
makes sense. Okay. Well, either way, we're going to take pause for a second
no.
so until Ron gets back. And
Ron's
back in the room. Never mind.
What are we doing for food, by the
way? Well, we're going to talk about that in a minute. Let's.
We'll have to figure out food after
the
podcast.
Let's get the show
right. So,
let's get this done.
Let's see. Is there anything else we need to discuss? Cole.
No.
Throw out there all your plugs for your shit early.
That's at the end.
No, plug it now,
too. Well, I don't have any shit to plug right now.
You don't have anything to plug?
No, I don't have anything to plug.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
Then let's get this thing going, man.
All right.
Oh, I do. Okay.
Okay,
shows to watch from Tim's Show Corner. On HBO Max.
Oh, God.
Watch Hot Dog, HAUTE. It's a dog grooming competition. And it's fun. It's a fun one. Also, Bloom. Not perfect. Not great. There was another show about flowers that I thought was better on Netflix, but this is pretty good. This is pretty good. It's pretty good. I'm entertained. I'm entertained about it. Let's see. And I love the woman who's the host of it. She's fucking awesome. I like, and her outfits are just spectacular. Let's see. Hot Dog. Bloom. What else was I just watching recently? Oh, We Are Champions. On Netflix. Fucking watch that. If you're like feeling down and you have no faith in humanity anymore, watch the cheese rolling episode of We Are Champions on Netflix. That will reaffirm your faith in humanity. It's a fucking great show. And I loved it. Okay, moving on.
Okay. Check those all out.
Oh, all one right. other thing? One other thing? Keep your eye out for custom toys coming soon from Deadbeat Rowan.
It's going to be a little while. Also, I need your help.
Yeah, I know.
I need you to find a movie for me.
Okay, but there's custom toys coming out in the next little while from Deadbeat Rowan. Keep your eye on it. They're fucking amazing. We get to see the process every day, and they will be worth every single fucking cent that's being asked for them. And hopefully they might have some ready before Christmas, but we're not sure. Anyway. All right.
And on with the show. Shit Sticks. Ghost Busting. Demon Turkeys. Last we left off on Supernatural. What?
What are we playing?
Inspectors.
I know. I don't remember the game. What's
we
it about?
We literally played this like a week
I
and a half ago.
You know what? A week and a half in my time. Okay. Imagine this.
Okay, I don't want to.
Imagine
this.
No,
let's start. We're already halfway out.
Okay.
It's been a half an hour!
Do you think a chihuahua remembers anything from a week before? Okay, then.
I don't even
let's
think a
forward.
Chihuahua remembers.
Hour to
is.
Hour?
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. So, I'm
saying you have the brain of a chihuahua?
Pretty much, at this moment in time, I do.
Fair enough. Well, either way, let me do my recap. Inspectors!
Uh-huh.
You set up shop in a shitty run-down second floor of a building in Portland, Oregon. Your last good chair fell apart, and you're waiting for a job. You've come together. One, a former sewage plant worker.
Supervisor, thank you.
Used to work in a shit house.
Floor supervisor.
A flow supervisor. The other,
keep the
a videographer. Here in search of the supernatural.
A what?
A videographer.
Oh, I thought he was a...
And a company leader.
Isn't it videographer?
I thought he said Christmas tree
flocker. I said videographer.
You said videographer.
That's cool. That's fine. He could say that, too.
Know what? Tits the same thing.
Put the tits the same thing. Yeah. Tits the same thing. Get
okay.
that?
Well, with that...
Tits the same thing.
All right. With that, they were arguing over what they were going to do when a knock came upon the door.
And there she was.
A dapper gentleman.
Tall blonde. With her legs. They went all the way up.
It didn't stop. It were only legs. With that, a dapper gentleman came knocking on the door asking you to investigate a murderous spree on his farm. He's worried that the goats that he was using for goat yoga were disappearing at an alarming rate, and soon they'd come after his chickens.
I remember this now.
And then his prize jams. So,
yeah.
You managed to haggle for a better price, and you managed to get rid of the shit stick in the process.
Rowan did.
It was part of a lucrative deal.
That was my favorite shit stick.
You could
serve me well.
Well, if you succeed on this, you'll find another one. Maybe even be able to afford the upgraded one.
The Super Shit Stick 5000?
In all chrome, gold plated. So
with a turd on the with a sculptured turd on the top?
Yes. So
diggity.
With that, something wrong with your characters. Every time you make one.
Is it the character's call? Is it the character?
No, it's you. But I like to think it's the characters. But either way, you make your way in the Ecto-1, a completely refurbished and good working Ecto-1, to the outskirts of town.
I thought it was something else. I thought we had something.
Nope, it was the Ecto-1. Rowan, I asked Rowan to describe the car, and he just went with the Ecto-1.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yep. I was disappointed too.
I thought it was a white PT Cruiser with the sticker on the side.
God, that would be great. No. Nope, we went with the Ecto-1, right, Rowan?
Yes.
Riveting input. So, as you
ribbit
make your way out of town.
Riveting input.
As you make your way out of town towards the farm, you were informed that all the goats are dead, and in their place was tracks of talon marks and feathers. He began following the feathers to the wooded area. Investigating further, a shivering bush caused some of you to give you quite a fright. In doing so, some of you lost
shivering
some of your stats.
Bush?
A bush shivered and scared you.
Oh.
I believe one of you rolled an at
was
one,
it
and
Jeb?
It wasn't great.
Was it Jeb?
It
was he
Jeb.
Handing out turtles? That would be just depressing more than frightening.
Take a turtle! Please, take a turtle! As you continue running down the path.
No!
You.
Oh, no, we already talked about this. If anybody has a Jeb turtle, hook up for a Jeb turtle.
I haven't been contacted yet.
I want an official Jeb turtle.
But,
Jeb, send me a turtle. Come on, for fuck's sake, man. I know you got a couple extra carved turtles hanging around.
Please, clap.
Please send me one. Please.
Please.
Send me one.
God.
Jeb's my president.
I
You know what? This is like...
I believed in your exclamation point.
You know what? It probably would have been slightly better if Jeb had been president. Just slightly. Not better, but slightly. So...
Yeah, well, he's a politician. He comes from the Bush family.
That's what I'm saying.
It would have been just like having WW2.
I don't think as many people would have you know, died of a horrific disease if Jeb.
Yeah.
Jeb would have been on
this.
Jeb would have been
on
it because he's a politician. He knows what it means to go down in history as one of the worst presidents we've ever had, with a death toll on your shoulders of close to 300,000. You know, I think Jeb would have tried to avoid that.
So as you all run away from Jeb Bush into a clearing, you see within the clearing a monolith statue. Doming.
Oh my god, I had a horrible joke. I'm not gonna go.
Doming. Yeah. Uh-huh. With a nest built around it. As you see a giant... What is that? An egg? Sitting there in the ground.
Egg?
As you hear... The bewildering sound.
Oh, what the fuck was that, Rowan? Oh my god, I don't even know. Jeff Dunham somewhere just got scared because he's like, oh my god, somebody's coming for my job.
I punched myself
Jeff Dunham's,
in the throat to try and get that
Jeff,
noise to work. I was
Jeff
going
Dunham's
for a
butthole
boot.
Just tightened, and he doesn't know why.
I was going for
he's
a
like,
turkey sound. Give me a turkey
there's
sound.
Somebody coming. There's somebody coming for
me. Give me a good
me.
Turkey sound. Yeah, that's a good turkey sound.
And I got it back. Did you see that? A turkey. I went full turkey.
Not me.
Full turkey.
Not me. Rowan?
No, I'm not even going to try.
Hit me with
a
turkey.
I have a scratchy throat. I can't do it.
Hit me with a turkey.
There's something in the air. There's something in the air.
Something in
I can feel it coming tonight. In the air tonight.
I know. As you start yelling that.
I know.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Out loud. That's how it goes.
Well,
was
that?
Is that what's the name?
That's what's his name, the drummer guy from Yes, right?
Yeah.
Or Oasis, or not Oasis.
Yes.
Isn't he in Yes?
He's from
the one that made a half-assed attempt at being an actor for a while too.
I am. My brain is.
Yeah, I can't think of his name
brain.
at all.
He
did both Live Aids. Remember, he flew.
Don't try to stand it, just leave it, leave it.
Well, either way, as you see, hear that noise, you see two trees collapse behind the giant egg as if they've been pushed over. As you see,
Phil Collins
crawling up
the
side of the stone egg, you see peeking over it a giant two-headed fire-breathing. Demonic turkey stares at you, blood covering its talons of goats that it had slain.
Wait, what is it? Is it a chicken? A turkey?
A giant demonic turkey.
Turkey, okay.
This is the Thanksgiving special.
Yeah.
Fine. So, it stands there. What do you do? Actually, I need you both to give me a stress check.
What do I do?
I basically pull out my baster and scare the shit out of it.
What do I roll, Cole?
You roll 2d6.
God damn it.
Well, actually, wait.
What is the good roll?
See.
What do I want so
actually,
I can tell you the right number?
Probably 3d6. Yeah, 3d6. You want a high number. And you're both rolling.
I got a 6.
Well, you're taking the lowest number with a stress roll.
You just said
you
want a high number.
On your dice, you want to roll high.
This is dumb. I got a 3.
Okay.
That's not bad.
All right. Well, I'm ready to roll, man.
Stress.
And
lose a die from an appropriate
skill. How many am I rolling? How am I rolling, Cole?
3d6. You're trying to get 3D6. High numbers on your dice.
I don't want to roll. I want to roll cool colors. These
Rowan,
pink, these,
lose
these
a
dice,
die.
These pink dice are pretty dope, Cole. Ooh, I like this one. It looks like a fake stone. I'm gonna go for your Scientology dice, the ones that are all clear.
My Scientology.
If you don't know this, Cole was a member of Scientology for several years before he started the podcast.
Yeah.
He started it because of Tom Cruise.
Oh,
He's a big Mission Impossible fan.
Tom Cruise is probably listening and keeping tabs on Cole.
Mm, yeah. So
I got a 6, a 2, and a 3.
So you got a 2.
Frazzled!
Is it the lowest we pick?
Yeah, you take the lowest. It's a stress roll.
Oh, this is some bullshit.
It's not good. A giant demonic turkey is here. You're rolling for stress. You're stressed out.
I rolled 6.
Well, with that, as you're all stressed out, you're stressed out, the turkey jumps down and begins charging at you. What do you do as this demonic turkey is coming at you? Gobbling.
I grab a fistful of stuffing and I say, get ready, buddy. You know what end this is coming in.
I guess
No. You know what? It comes in their head, doesn't it? Because you chop off their heads and you stuff a turkey from the front. You don't stuff a turkey up its ass. What am I talking about? Or do you? No, you stuff a turkey up its ass, don't you?
Up its ass. I think there's a big hollow.
Where
they take out the guts. I think they take the guts out through the asshole and then they hollow it out.
That's true.
So there's a big hole.
Oh, isn't that delicious sounding?
So.
Ass stuffed ass deliciousness.
So.
You know what? I never eat the stuffing that cooks in the turkey, though. I just don't trust it. I don't trust it.
So.
Do you, Cole?
Okay.
I think you're
allowed. So, what are you doing? Demon turkey!
What?
Demon turkey's running at you, and you're discussing where you shove fucking stuffing.
I call upon the ghosts of Miles Standish.
Yeah! There we go!
And to Squantum to come slay this.
Yeah! Squantum that shit!
I guess roll academics to try and call upon them?
Is that a legitimate thing I can do in this game?
Why not? It's a ghost game.
I'm rolling.
Cast a deadly spell. I mean, that's the only
Miles.
Thing I can
do.
He shows up fully ripped.
What's your academics,
like
drawing?
He just got off doing
two.
A set.
Two, roll 2d6.
Like he just got off doing a set at Muscle Beach.
You're looking for a high number.
Full Miles stand.
My highest number or my lowest number?
Highest number.
Five.
Five? Okay. Five, good. Describe the result gain a franchise dice. So.
Well, he lost one last time, I thought.
It's that pool that you get if you want to add them to.
Yeah.
Oh, got it. Put one aside.
Miles Standish, fully
described.
Describe
what happens. Come on.
Come on, Rob. Give
Miles.
Me.
How do you summon Miles Standish, and
Miles Six-Pack Standish.
I summon thee, Miles Standish, to slay this demonic squawker today.
What are you doing,
Is he a squawker or a gobbler?
I'm like, I crack a cold Budweiser, and I summon Spuds McKenzie, and we high-five, and Spuds heads on his skateboard towards the turkey.
Roll academics, then.
Hot damn. I have 3 dice in academics.
You're looking for high numbers.
Okay, that's a 4.
That doesn't count.
That was a 4.
No.
How
it's got to roll in the box.
Yeah, the box is bullshit.
Box is bullshit.
5.
5.
Thank
you.
You... Spuds!
So Miles
I summon thee, O party dog! Come forth on your skateboard of ultimate doom!
You summon Miles Standish as he emits from the ground holding a blunderbuss and looking riveting with demonic ghost energy as he puts on his hat and cocks the gun. Buzz McKenzie on a halo.
Spuds
McKenzie.
Spuds! Jesus Christ!
Spuds McKenzie descends on the back of angels off of a skateboard, high fives you, and all 4 belly on the board starts rushing in.
No, he uses 2 feet and then jumps up on the board.
No, what I'm saying is he's gaining speed, so he's using
So
4.
He's going full to town. Okay.
Full gaining speed.
So the original party animal is who he is.
Yes,
he's the original party animal.
As you watch,
is he wearing like? Please, he has to be wearing a visor with neon paint splats on it.
He can be wearing whatever you want.
And a tank top, and a pair of sunglasses, of course.
He's wearing.
I mean, he always has a sunglass.
All of that.
He always has a sunglass.
Wearing all of it. As you watch,
you know, he was. You know, now that I think about it. He is the complete the complete inspiration for the LMFAO band. Spuds McKenzie was the original.
LMFAO?
Yeah, LMFAO. He was the original. He was the OG.
Spuds?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because he was the original party
animal.
Did
he do the shuffle?
What?
Did he do
he
the shuffle?
He didn't need to. He's too fucking cool to
every
be...
Every day I'm shuffling.
He's too fucking cool to...
Shuffling.
He doesn't follow trends. Spuds starts them.
Spuds creates the trends.
Yeah. Spuds creates the trends.
He's in the club. Creates party them. Rock.
Yeah. Spud is... Wherever Spuds is, there's a party. Right up now, right in heaven where Spuds is.
That's why I said on the backs of angels he came down.
Yeah, on the back of big busty angels wearing swimsuits. Thong swimsuits that say, like,
Miss Huntington Beach and Nail, Miss Venice Beach 1984. Oh, yeah.
They're all dead?
No.
Oh.
But their careers are.
So, with that, as you see Spuds McKenzie and them start battling this demonic turkey, you watch as the clashing titans go at it, and you see they are equally matched. There's something you're missing here. This turkey's not going down like it should be.
We have to cross the stream.
I felt that way before. You know, I felt that way before. Like the third day after Thanksgiving, turkey's just not going down
It's just not sitting right. So, what do you do as you see that these demonic forces are fighting against the beings of good?
Well, I fashion a spear out of some, like, week-old cranberry sauce. You know, I take all the hard-edged cranberry sauce from the side.
What are you doing,
Siri? And I fashion a spear, and
I throw the cranberry spear Come on.
At the turkey's eye.
You do that. It has no effect. What do you do?
Other than being delicious,
you watch a Spud McKenzie, looks at you, and just gives you a nod like, yeah, I'm going to eat this fucker.
Okay, cool.
We call upon the spirit of Thanksgiving itself.
Yes.
The god that calls upon us to slaughter turkeys in the first place.
Yes. We thank him.
And
you know what we do?
Divine help.
You know what we do? We let's just gut it like a fish, bro. Let's just kill it.
Can we decapitate it and have it run around like a chicken?
Well, you see, yeah. You can, go for it. You can attempt to attack this turkey.
But
you do see that the ghost of Miles Standish and Spuds McKenzie are doing exactly what you're attempting to do.
What? Yeah, but they're ghosts.
We're joining the fight.
We're joining the fight. We're going to tag team this. We're going to be like old school WWF when they used to have the cage match and all the good guys would come in and fight against the bad guys. And then everybody'd act like they were getting out, and one guy would roll under the thing with the chair and then fuck the turkey up. So if there's a folding chair anywhere, I would do that.
Roll athletics then, as you are bent about to...
Or I would drop from the top of the cage with a chair.
Beat down on some turkey
athletics.
Ass.
I have only two dice.
Rowan?
I have...
A four.
A three dice.
Four? Something good? Let me read it for you.
Okay.
Fair! Describe the mostly positive result of your action, but you also must also include a negative or humorous effect.
Oh, okay. So, the chair wallops it upside the head. It's pretty good. It gives it... And it does that thing where little stars show around its head, you know? And maybe a few feathers fall off. But at the same time, I pinch my finger in the chair. My finger's in the chair,
and
I'm
like
screaming
a Tom and Jerry
to like fucking high hell, yeah. Like I'm like
turkey's focus is completely on you now,
and the turkey's like, oh, yeah.
Time to eat him. What are you doing?
It's a ghost. How's it gonna eat me?
Bobby Parker Jr. What are you doing?
How does he eat me if he's a ghost?
It's not a ghost.
Oh, you said it was a ghost.
I said
turkey.
It's a demonic turkey.
It's a
with
demon.
Blood covering its talons with two heads.
Oh, that's two heads?
Yeah.
That's better than one.
Is this a genuine demon, or is this a made-up demon?
I don't think there's.
From my reviewing of the scriptures,
did you research
into this to come upon some sort of feathered demon?
From my research in the scriptures,
there is no demon
turkey.
You don't know that there is any. So this is not the manifestation of some sort of biblical demon that has been described within the Psalms.
Achak, Meshach, or Pamblico.
I know you do a lot of work on these shows, so I'm just asking.
No, he's actually being serious.
Oh, okay, you're being serious.
No, he's being serious. He's actually asking you because we know you actually do the research that we shit upon.
So, and you're saying this is some sort of demonic entity, so are there any signs that
no,
I can
this
see?
Is mostly a funny turkey demon that I made up.
Oh, okay.
that has a way of defeating it, but Does it involve brine? It technically could be close to, like, if you're thinking of a basilisk, which looks kind of like a turkey with a head turns you to stone when it looks at you, but I didn't use that.
No, that's from mythology. Like,
yeah, well, I'm saying, like, if we're going off based off real things. I just went with a mix between...
Did you just say if we're going off of real things?
Okay.
I'm just asking.
I did.
Okay, okay. I'm just wondering.
But, I mean, technically, if we're going with demon or angels, angels don't look like what they do in media. Angels in the Bible are like a bunch of floating eyes and several wings.
Well,
and
that's
like
seraphim.
Circles and
that's
shit.
That's seraphim.
Yeah.
That's
creepy.
A different thing. There's
well,
different types of angels.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
But there's traditional.
Yeah,
things.
There are traditional.
My
but...
angel.
Either way,
8 pounds
what are you doing, Rowan?
With curly blonde hair.
My Jesus. Drinks the six pack and is playing Leonard Skinner.
Like
and
baby
I'm getting shit faced at the front.
Baby Jesus.
What do I have on me right now?
8 pounds.
You have your ghost hunting equipment.
Should I,
and a gun.
Blast it.
How.
See,
can we call upon President Donald J. Trump to give this turkey a pardon so it'll calm it down?
Okay. Roll contact, but I want to take away dice for this, but I don't think I can.
I'm rolling contact. I'm going to call upon my President Donald J. Trump.
And
my President.
And if that doesn't work, then I know where else I'm going to stuff the stuffing.
Donald? I call upon you.
What's your contact?
I have a contact
orange.
Of one. Donald,
you roll high.
Oh, big
I
orange.
Call to the heavens and I say, Donald,
big orange,
host of Celebrity Apprentice and current president of the United States of America, I call upon you to give this turkey a pardon for your one and only and final pardon of your presidential career.
Wow.
Donald. 3.
The goddamn. No,
wait,
go
no,
go
yeah, 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 yeah,
go
yeah,
in
yeah,
the
yeah.
box, I said.
1.
So.
Donald did not answer my prayers.
Well, he's too
fuck
busy.
You, Donald!
He's too busy.
You were shitty!
He's too busy golfing.
Go back to golfing, you fucking
so, terrible! The GM gets to hose you with a truly dire situation resulting from your incompetence.
Hey, look at these pants I made.
You get on Twitter and try and blast Donald Trump into cumping. Coming to help you. That is good. Coming to help you fight this giant turkey. He blocks you, and now you've been labeled as Antifa. You hear in the distance redneck trucks revving up, coming towards your location.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
Antifa.
You're going to have to hurry.
You're putting the turkey in Antifa.
Let me see. Let me think. What am
you
I gonna
look,
do?
You look around.
I know what to do.
You see this happen.
No, I can't make that joke. What's a joke I can do for this podcast? Think of a bit. I'm out. I can't think of something that will get Cole in trouble. Dad, help me.
That won't get me in trouble?
What? Oh. All you have to do. Okay, so you can sideline it. All you have to do is this. Is tell them that Bucky's is having a sale on Yeti coolers. That'll stop them right in their tracks.
Or we can like put a Black Lives Matter sticker on the back of the turkey, so they attack it instead. It's a diversion.
Oh
technique.
Yeah, fake turkey, fake.
They're
turkey.
Not here yet.
We could put a CNN label on the turkey's
yeah.
car.
Exactly.
Okay, so...
Or we could tell them that the turkey knocked down a Confederate statue.
Yeah.
You hear the voice
of... The turkey was actually the one behind getting the Confederate flag taken off.
Mm-hmm.
You hear the voice of Baby Jesus come and tells you, my children... I don't know what... That was bad. No.
Okay, come on, Cole. Moving
come
on with
on,
the story.
Cole.
What's going on?
What are
we're
you doing?
This.
We're throwing things at you.
We
just
so.
Put an Antifa sticker on the turkey's car.
Is that
right?
What you're doing? Are you
we
putting?
Put, we put a.
Are you
a
putting that on
ELM
the car?
ELM sticker on the turkey.
Yeah.
And he's where we put a shirt over the turkey.
Roll.
That said, I vote for Bernie.
Roll.
Yeah.
And roll
feel,
academics.
It says feel the burn.
Roll,
we put
roll
the,
athletics to try and get these stickers on the turkey.
Okay. I'm rolling it.
We put the Communist Manifesto on an audio recorder.
Two. Yeah, exactly.
And have it playing in the turkey's headphones.
Go ahead and give me an athletics, whoever wants to roll.
4.
4?
I'm gonna roll. I'm gonna roll.
Alright, go ahead and give a roll too. Fair, describe the mostly positive result of your action, but must also include
Five.
A negative or humus effect.
Okay.
Gain a franchise
so.
Dice, Rowan. And it works.
I should have used the franchise dice when I was gonna roll to call upon President Donald Trump.
Yeah, you had 2.
Yeah. Well,
Guess I screwed the
pooch. You win some,
one.
You lose some.
So, with my dice, I affix the sticker to his vehicle, saying "Feel the burn," right?
The turkey's car.
The turkey's car
has somewhere in the clearing.
Feel the burn, 2020.
Okay.
Or to his nest. Let's say I fix it to his nest.
The nest. Okay.
Yeah. And then I feel the burn, right?
Uh huh.
2020, and then next to that sticker, I put a sticker that said, it shows a picture of Hillary Clinton, and it says, "Do you miss me yet?"
You put those on there. The turkey sees this and takes out a MAGA hat and puts it on and stares at you with disdain. How dare you do that to its nest?
Well, just wait till the truck's off.
Yeah. Rowan, you do the... What do you do? You're trying to do the same action. You see it puts the hat on, stares at the nest at you two. You hear the trucks approaching closer and closer.
I put on a Make America Great Again hat so I can blend in with the crowd and not get killed. I make sure I help Dad putting on the stickers, right?
Uh-huh.
And
the turkey's wearing a hat too, though.
The turkey's wearing a hat?
Yeah,
what's the hat say?
MAGA.
The turkey is wearing a MAGA hat?
Yep.
Yeah. It's a MAGA turkey.
Yeah, put the
what?
Hat on.
Well, it's demonic.
No,
it's
joking.
From hell. So, no, I'm just kidding.
The turkey didn't put the hat on. But it sees you affixing things to the nest and kind of is going to start charging as well. As it begins charging over, you see the trucks pull up in the clearing all around, the headlights turn on, and you hear... What-a-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding.
No, you hear
ding.
The strains of Kid Rock.
Yeah.
The Kid Rock live concert.
You hear Kid Rock and Smash Mouth playing over the concert radio.
And Ted Nugent calling everybody a pussy.
You watch as you hear the clicking of guns, Spuds McKenzie, Miles Standish, and all of you, then the two of you drop to the ground as gunfire erupts the turkey and the nest. You watch as the nest begins getting scattered with this gunfire. The turkey doesn't look too hurt by this, but the nest, as it's getting scattered in the Hillary Clinton Field of Burn, burn stickers are destroyed. You watch as the nest erupts in flames as someone threw some sort of cocktail at it.
No, it was a tiki torch.
Tiki torch at it. You watch as it erupts in flames, scattering up this giant, what you thought was a giant, like, stone statue of an egg. It begins burning. And you watch as Turkey looks at it and tries to put out the flames.
Is it the wicker
egg? As you watch, as the flames erupt over the egg cracks in three parts, crumbling on the ground, and you see the turkey begins to melt away and die.
Hot damn!
You watch as all the...
It must smell delicious, though.
You watch as you see a perfectly cooked demonic turkey lays on the ground.
Perfectly cooked? Now that is...
You see the rednecks get out of their cars, one with a chainsaw, and starts cutting this bitch up.
Do we all,
it's turkey
do we
time.
All do we all do we all gather around and bow our heads and wish each other Thanksgiving?
Yep. As you do that.
And we do our magic hands.
So apparently the moral of the story is thank God for white supremacists or else we'd be dead, right, Cole?
That wasn't what
Cole.
The story.
Jeez, Cole, look at how the story
Woo!
Turned out.
Woo, Cole!
See how the white supremacists, rednecks,
I am Timothy Sorensen, and I do not endorse this ending. No,
I don't endorse the way this story
Cole,
turned
we're
out.
We're joking with you, Cole.
Cole's realizing.
Cole's like, uh-oh.
Well, now I have to scrap this whole episode.
Cole, we're joking.
Well, as the radio begins to play over the car stereo, we begin eating the
demonic
turkey.
As Cole realizes the consequences of the way that we killed the turkey.
Well, you know what, though? They didn't even give the turkey a chance.
Well, the turkey tried to
kill
us.
Actually, what the moral of the story is about intolerance.
Yeah, I know.
It's completely about intolerance. They didn't even give the chance for the turkey to state his thing.
Okay, with that,
to
the music begins to play over the radio. Some redneck host goes, "Well, we want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. We got a little song playing for you."
Take it away. As the radio beams play, scene fades out.
To the sounds of Cole crying.
Was in another lifetime, one of toil and blood, when blackness was a virtue and robe was full of mud. I came in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. And if I pass this way again, you can rest for sure. I'll always do my best for her, and that I give my word. In a world of steel like death and metal fighting to be warm. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm.
This turd.
Well,
Cole's been breathing into a paper sack during the whole musical segment.
Well, let's wrap this up. So,
let's wrap it up with a good finish up. Everybody out there within our
I was gonna do a wrap up
range.
For this story and then the end bit.
Oh, go ahead then.
So. With that, the defeat of the giant turkey, you're paid in full. You make your way out of the woods with a bunch of turkey in hand, back to your apartment, run down, money in hand, you can actually buy furniture and things.
A new chair.
Two new chairs, one for the both of you.
Ooh.
You
have one of those double desks like in Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yep. Like
awesome.
In Who Framed Roger Rabbit,
awesome.
We see Bobby Parker Jr.
Awesome.
And Jeb Turtle.
Jeb Turtle.
Sit down at their desk with the ghosts of Miles Standish and Spuds McKenzie, and begin enjoying.
And Spuds cracks another cool one.
Yep.
Gives us the thumbs up.
And begin to enjoy their Thanksgiving meal.
Hot damn!
As you all sit there, you get a knock on the door. The door opens. Another mystery for another time for Supernatural.
Hot diggity.
And with that, we want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Yay!
We hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving if you don't
and
celebrate.
And be safe. Wear a mask. Small groups.
Yeah.
Don't fucking go and spread this shit no more.
Please
God
don't.
Damn it.
If you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, we hope you just have a nice week.
Yeah, shit. If you're in another country that doesn't
yeah,
do
exactly.
Thanksgiving, fuck that turkey holiday.
Yeah, fuck that turkey holiday.
Go,
on, go
and
nice
have yourself a nice goulash or a,
or
some, you know, some kebab.
Just a good turkey
some kebab
sandwich.
A kebab. Enjoy it. Love it. Get together with somebody you know that's within your small little bubble that you know is safe and wearing their mask on a regular basis. You know? Don't go to one of these incubation chamber restaurants where they've built a plastic enclosed room on the outside of the restaurant. Oh, God.
Trying to get you.
Why the fuck would you do that?
Basically,
you're building like an incubator. An incubator outside your restaurant. Put four plastic walls, a roof, and a heater in there. What the fuck? Are we trying to hatch chickens? What the fuck's going on?
Don't know. But either way, we hope you enjoyed this series. We'll be back in December, where we will officially be starring the Call of Cthulhu series. I know I've been saying that.
And we might actually
get you
a source for these amazingly static, self-moving hats.
Either way, we hope you have a nice rest of your November. Be safe out there, you guys. I'm Cole, as always, the host.
I'm Cole, as always. Tomorrow he's not going to be Cole.
No, tomorrow I'm going to be, I don't know, Fred. We'll go with whatever. Tomorrow I'll be worker number 5 in the factory, where
he's bringing to you delicious dessert delectables for your consumption over the holiday season.
Yeah.
If you're in the Portland area,
well, Miami too. I'll make it for everywhere.
Oh, really? It's Miami? You guys supply Miami?
Every everything's closed. I don't want to go into it, but...
Oh, I didn't know your factory supplied Miami. That's cool as hell. That's dope.
So...
Man. Right on.
So...
Yeah.
Either way, we'll see you again next time in December for the stars... The start of the Call of Cthulhu game. The stars align deep in the heart of Texas. We'll see you again next time, everybody.
Hey, don't forget, keep your eye open for Deadbeat Rowan Toys and for On the Roll Games.
Yep.
And for
Timothy 43.
My virtual wine tour, Statutory Grape.
Oh my God.
And for what's coming up? Oh, a bunch of if you want to see some fucked up garbage, go to my Instagram. Cole will link it.
All right, everybody.
TimSorensen.com.
We'll see you again. Okay. We'll see you again next time. Bye, guys.
TimSorensen.com. Trademark.
Bye.
Bye. And remember, if you don't hear from anybody else,
you'll hear it from us. We love you.
We love you, man.
All right. Bye.
Bye.